Alright, we're going to get started with the next lightning talk. Same speaker.
So I realized that I was the only one to submit a lightning talk.
Probably,
yeah. So it's supposed to be a light subject. So I changed my class. I'm no longer a Mozilla employee. I'm a YouTuber instead. It has nothing to do with my professional work, but I hope to be entertaining. And so the topic is Flang and Wasm. Can they live together? And during the review, some people, the reviewer asked, I failed to see the link, which gave me an idea about how to structure my slide. We're going to play a game. And the game is, you know, I say a word, and then from that word you guess another word. And so let's see in how many hops we will be able to go from Fortran to Wasm. So let's begin. Okay, we start with Flang. And when you speak about Flang, you speak about Fortran, of course. Nice logo, Fortran. Now, when you have Fortran in mind, what can you think about? Fortran, it's of course, you're old. No. That's, of course, Fortran is old, but that's not the case. Fortran, you speak about, yeah, science. Okay, we are doing science. We're getting closer. We're getting closer to science. Of course, when you do science, what are you doing? You do matrices. Matrices is at the core of science. For some people, it's just a film. We know that matrix is science. And when you do matrix computation, you use LAPACK. Just from the logo, you can see where it dates from. So, okay, we are in LAPACK, but we are still not in WebAssembly. But from LAPACK, one of the core users of LAPACK now is SciPy. SciPy depends on its build system on LAPACK. You're staying, that was an important help, that was the key. But we are still in there, because SciPy, it's Python plus C code and, thanks to me, a bit of C++. But, okay, maybe it's Python. Okay? Python, what could be next? When you think about Python, surprisingly, you can think about education, because my daughters learn computer science through Python at school. And they come back and say, hey, Dad, they spoke about your job at school. Okay, so we are now on education. Education, they learn how to write Python code, not in a console, not in VI. Even I failed for my daughters. But they do it through notebooks in the browser. And of course, they want it to go fast. And because it's not enough, you need WebAssembly to have your Jupyter notebook run fast. So what from this little game, the summary is you want to run scientific Python in the browser, and not through a discussion with a Python interpreter, but everything has to run in the browser, including SciPy, which is including Python, including the native binding of SciPy, that is including LAPACK, including Fortran code. And to generate this WebAssembly thing from LAPACK, you need to be able to turn Fortran code into WebAssembly, which is where Flang could shine. Could shine, because Flang is not a cross-compiler, and that's that's unbelievable for me, even if there are some Flang dev here, we can talk. But Flang is super nice on that topic, but Flang, no. There is a strong assumption that the host and the target are the same. It's hard-coded in several places. You want to know the size of an int from the user code base. It's size of int on the host. Perfect. Of course, it's guarded by a CMake configuration flag. You can't have a different target. But what someone else did was just, yeah, let's remove the check. And now we can go through and actually generate WebAssembly. Well, sometimes there are some assumptions about the size of the pointer. So let's hard code that it's WebAssembly and remove this host equal target assumption. And so maybe that does not look sustainable to you, because we are basically specializing the Flang code for WebAssembly. But I managed to, so someone did that in a very pragmatic way. And I made it more generic except for one part. But in the end, thanks to this pile of hacking, now people are running R and Python, including SciPy, in their browser. And I can't be thankful enough to that guy who wrote the original idea, and also Wizard of the Coast for the nice illustration of some old magic cards, and XKCD for the pictures. 5 minutes? Perfect. And it's used in production, of course.